"Come to the fire," said the master, when the tray was taken away, and Mrs. Fairfax had settled into a corner with her knitting, while Adèle was leading me by the hand round the room, showing me the beautiful books and ornaments on the consoles and chiffonnières. We obeyed, as in duty bound. Adèle wanted to take a seat on my knee, but she was ordered to amuse herself with Pilot. "You've been resident in my house 3 months?"
"Yes, sir."
"And you come from..."
"From Lowood School."
"Ah, a charitable concern. How long were you there?"
8 years.
8 years? You must be tenacious of life. I thought half the time in such a place would have done up any constitution. No wonder you have rather the look of another world. I marvelled where you had got that sort of face. When you came on me in Hay Lane last night, I thought unaccountably of fairy tales, and had half a mind to demand whether you had bewitched my horse. I'm not sure yet. Who are your parents?
I have none.
Nor ever had, I suppose. Do you remember them?
No.
I thought not. And so you were waiting for your people when you sat on that stile.
For whom, sir?
For the men in green. It was a proper moonlight evening for them. Did I break through one of your rings that you spread that damned ice on the causeway?
I shook my head.
The men in green all forsook England 100 years ago, said I, speaking as seriously as he had done. And not even in Hay Lane or the fields about it could you find a trace of them. I don't think either summer or harvest or winter moon will ever shine on their revels more. Mrs. Fairfax had dropped her knitting, and with raised eyebrows seemed wondering what sort of talk this was. "Well," resumed Mr. Rochester, "if you disown parents, you must have some sort of kinsfolk. Uncles and aunts?"
"No, none that I ever saw."
"And your home?"
"I have none."
"Where do your brothers and sisters live?"
"I have no brothers or sisters."
"Who recommended you to come here?"
"I advertised, and Mrs. Fairfax answered my advertisement."
"Yes," said the good lady, who knew now what ground we were upon, "and I am daily thankful for the choice Providence led me to make. Miss Eyre has been an invaluable companion to me, and a kind and careful teacher to Adèle.